Join your host, Alistair Rayner, as he shares information on the latest research on livestock production, tips on how to boost your profitability, advice on how to secure the health of your herd, interviews with industry leaders, and moments of inspiration. Alistair will take you from the paddock to the research lab and give you ways to improve your operation. From moments on the farm, education, some delicious recipes, and a bit of fun. We hope you enjoy.
G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. This week I wanted to talk about managing the flush of green feed that comes with the change of season. I'm not sure about your place, but around the northwest of New South Wales, spring's definitely here. I've noticed a change starting in plenty of paddocks with the warmer days. There's definitely a lot of growth in the pasture, and many of the cereal and grazing crops are kicking along really well. For graziers, this is the time when you need to make a few preparations, think about how to best graze your livestock, and what things you might need to do to help get the best use out of the pasture you have. There are two key areas I think you should be focusing on. In particular, to think about the risks associated with bloat and the issues that come with pulpy kidney. So let's talk about these two issues. They're caused by the factors associated with rapid pasture growth. And rapid pasture growth, particularly if you've got a pretty high content of legume in your pastures, like clovers or lucerns, even some of the medics, always seem to have people thinking a lot about bloat. Bloat can cause huge losses in anyone's herd. So what causes it? Basically, when cattle graze a pasture, the process of digestion releases large amounts of gas. Cattle normally burp or fart this gas out. However, in legumes, there's a naturally occurring chemical that causes foam to build up in the rumen. That foam, as it builds up, traps those gases that are being released from the digestive process. So the animal can't actually burp or fart any of that gas out. So the pressure starts to build and build. And eventually, it causes so much expansion inside the rumen that it presses against the chest cavity and the lungs of the animal, and this leads to the death of the animal through asphyxiation. It's pretty rough. The question is, how can you manage or even prevent bloat? Fortunately, it's not that simple. While we know what causes bloat, there isn't really one simple and 100% effective means of controlling or even preventing it occurring. The only answer is to consider a number of strategies. These can help reduce the incidence of bloat, but it won't entirely prevent it occurring. The only answer is to consider a number of strategies. And these can help reduce the incidence of bloat, but they won't entirely prevent it from occurring. The first is to consider your grazing program. Avoid putting hungry stock onto lush pastures, particularly those that have got a high content of legumes. So a lot of lucerne, a lot of clover, a lot of medic. It's probably worth considering feeding them on hay or grazing them on a grass pasture in the morning so they've got a full rumen before you introduce them to that lush new pasture. Having that full rumen will slow their intake down and reduce the risk of consuming too much of those risky pasture species that cause bloat. Another option is to restrict your animal's grazing by using strip grazing, which is basically measuring out an area of your pasture and restricting that with a hot wire and an electric fence. Some producers have used bloat oils in water. This can work, as the oil helps suppress the foam, but it isn't always as successful as people expect. It's really only effective when you've got water available in troughs. If your stock water from dams, from creeks, or even puddles left in levee banks, it doesn't work. The other thing to remember is these pastures are very high in a moisture content already, so your animals might not be drinking as much water as you think, and therefore won't get as much oil into their system as you would be relying on to suppress the foam. Producers have tried actually spraying pastures with bloat oils. This needs to happen every day, basically applying a light film of oil that gets ingested during grazing. I don't know how practical this would actually be and whether it will work in many situations. I think it's probably fine if you've got small, easily accessed pastures, provided you've got the right equipment like mixers and sprayers to actually apply that oil to your pasture. Along the same lines, applying the bloat oil to the flank of the animal twice a day also helps. The animal turns around to lick it off, and the oil that they lick off can help suppress the foam. In theory, these strategies work, but it can be really time-consuming and a pretty costly exercise. So I think the options for it are pretty limited for people with large-scale operations or lots of animals to deal with. You could also consider using licks and roller drums that have got anti-bloat oil properties. They're pretty useful and tend to be much more practical for a lot of people. But don't forget, you're actually relying on the animals to actually lick them to get enough into their system to prevent or minimise the effects of bloat. The final option is to think about using the Remensum anti-bloat capsules. They're called bloat bombs and they're quite effective. But they don't always give 100% certainty of protection. The good thing is that giving a bloat capsule to your animals means that you know every animal's actually had a treatment and you're not relying on the animal's intake to determine its own level of protection. It's also important to remember that these bloat capsules take a couple of days to actually start to work. So you can't treat your animals in the morning and expect that they'll be protected by the next afternoon. Plan ahead. Have a look at them. Read the label. Probably look to try and treat them about a fortnight before you graze those pastures that are considered to be risky. And as always, with capsules, make sure you read the label and follow the directions. I reckon the trick to managing bloat tends to be a combination of strategies. I'd definitely look at using capsules or licks, but I'd combine that with grazing stock when they're not hungry, or providing access to more mature grass or hay, just to reduce the intake of legume-dominant pastures and reduce your risk. The other big issue at this time of year is pulpy kidney, or enterotoxemia. It's one of the clostridial diseases. That's a disease that's caused by Clostridia bacteria. Enterotoxemia, or we'll call it pulpy kidney, as that's what is more commonly known, is caused by the change of the flow of feed through the digestive system. So it can occur to your animals when you change from pasture to grain, but more commonly, and particularly at this time of year, it's when you change from a mature winter pasture to lush, rapidly growing feed. The change of feed means that it's moving through the system of the animal much more quickly, and that encourages the bacteria that do exist in the gut of the animal already to rapidly multiply. Like any bacteria, the rate of increase is unbelievable. These bacteria release toxins that overwhelm the animal's immune system and rapidly causes death. Dead cattle on lush pastures are often assumed to have been killed by bloat. In many cases, the animal's actually been a victim of pulpy kidney. Fortunately, pulpy kidney is a disease that's a lot easier to prevent than bloat. As one of the Clostridia diseases, there's already on the market a very effective vaccine called 5-in-1. This vaccine prevents the five major Clostridial diseases: tetanus, black disease, black leg, malignant edema, and pulpy kidney. Now, like any vaccination program, the vaccine's only effective if it's done correctly. Don't forget, your animals need two initial doses, 4 to 6 weeks apart, to start the program. The first vaccination takes about 14 days for the immune system to respond and to produce the antibodies that protect the animal. However, the antibodies that are produced start to tail away after about 5 or 6 weeks. So it's pretty important that you make sure your animal has its second shot, its booster vaccination, no later than 6 weeks after the first one, to make sure your animal's properly protected. In the case of pulpy kidney, the antibodies that are produced actually tail off very quickly. So a booster before going onto lush feed is essential. I reckon you should give the booster about 7 days before going onto those paddocks. That gives the antibodies that chance to build up and protect your animals through their immune system. If you plan well, you could combine it with bloat capsules so that you're doing those two treatments at the same time. Depending how long you're grazing this type of feed, you might need to consider another booster in about 12 or 16 weeks' time. And that won't hurt the animal, but it gives that certainty of protection if you're looking to graze cattle for an extended period throughout the spring and summer months. If you haven't given the introductory vaccines, or you don't know the history of the cattle you plan to graze, if they were, say, trade cattle that you've bought in, then I reckon it might be worth starting them with a 5-in-1 program 6 weeks before you graze them on that better feed. Now, if you're listening to this and thinking about grazing plans, I'd like you to take some time this evening or tomorrow morning or sometime in the next day to sit down and work out the dates and the options that you have got. If you plan to bring your vaccinations up to date or the boosters in line with grazing programs that you're already putting in place, I think that will be a keystone in making your prevention program work. I'd also like you to think about what strategies you might use for bloat minimisation and start putting those plans in place now. If you're thinking about using licks or capsules or purchasing bloat oils, then you need to start planning to purchase those now. Now, if you're listening to this and thinking about your grazing plans and how your pastures are looking, I'd like you to take some time to sit down and work out what options you have and what dates fit around those plans. If you're planning on bringing your vaccinations up to date or your boosters in line with the programs that you're putting together, I think this will be a keystone in making your prevention program more effective. But I'd also like you to think about what other strategies you might need to use and start putting some plans in place now. If you need to source capsules or anti-bloat treatments, You need to start to order them before everyone else has. The last thing you need to do is to go into the store and find they're unavailable for a certain period because everyone else has already ordered them. So don't forget, if you plan early, you're going to be in a much better position to respond to the season as it develops and have the certainty that your animal's as prepared for what might eventuate as possible. If these suggestions have given you some ideas or you'd like to discuss some strategies, don't hesitate to get in touch with me. I'm on Twitter at alrainer302, or if you like, you can find us on Facebook at Rainer Ag, or check out my website, www.rainerag.com.au. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time.